I am Matthew Brown. I'm 22 years old. I'm a building engineer at Microsoft, and I am a gun owner.
I am Vasilia Brownell. I am 66 years old. I am a retired school teacher and dairy farmer, and I'm not a gun owner.
So we had a interesting conversation about where we could see a middle ground on gun legislation, in addition to maybe we're even asking a different question about how to deal with firearms.
So we were looking for the things that we could agree on. And what did we come up with so far? Do you remember?
I think one of the things that we had talked about was maybe requiring some kind of training to purchase a firearm. However, that being taxpayer funded, so it's not a barrier to entry. For example, the single mother who wants to buy a firearm to protect her kids in her home.
Absolutely. So we were in agreement on that.
Yeah.
So I have another possibility. How do you feel about research into gun violence and funding that federally?
I'm certainly not opposed to that. I think an example of that has happened in 2013 with the Obama administration, the executive order he did after Sandy Hook. There's actually a lot of good information that came out of that
So you
regarding.
support it. You're willing to support it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Okay, it's two things we've got.
Exactly, you know.
Yes. What about registering gun owners?
I don't agree with that, and the reason being is the core of being a gun owner in America comes from the Second Amendment, and that it is the final check and balance on our
Okay,
government.
I'm cool with that. What about raising the age for gun ownership?
Personally, I disagree with it. However, I guess I have a hard time saying why that would be struck down by the Supreme Court. So for me, that's purely a personal opinion. I don't know if there's a legal problem there.
So you wouldn't vote for it.
Agreed.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
fine. You don't have to. It's okay. We'll find something else. So
Yeah.
do you have a suggestion?
Do I have a suggestion to deal with gun violence in general? Yeah, I think a lot of people will talk about like should doctors be able should we get a psychological test? And should a doctor be able to approve or deny your gun ownership? I don't agree with that. That's one of the things proposed by the Parkland survivors. The issue with there is it doesn't respect our due process, which is outlined in the Bill of Rights. So I think a nice middle ground there would be maybe if a doctor did have a concern about your mental health, we then have a judge that then makes a determination based off the information presented to them or a jury.
So if a doctor did have a concern, then so the it could be a process. Could you agree with this process that were you to want to buy a gun, you have to get an evaluation by a doctor and the doctor presents that. If there's a concern, that evaluation is then heard by a judge and then that gives you due process.
Yeah, I think there's going to be more nuance there. I don't know if I agree with a blanket psychological evaluation, especially for every gun purchase. But I think there is some middle ground to be found there, certainly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
What about the limitation of certain kinds of firearms to certain age groups?
So right now the way it works is you have to be 21 to buy a handgun and 18 to buy a long rifle. An AR-15 falls under the example of a long rifle. And the justification behind that is the amount of gun crime that's committed in the US is overwhelmingly done with a handgun, actually, than a long rifle. Do I agree with that?
Could you
No.
vote for it?
Would I vote for it?
Could you vote for it?
Potentially, what I could vote for is making them both the same. That's pretty logical to me. Whether or not it's both 18 or whether or not it's both 21, I don't see why they're separate.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we could get to an agreement that it would be 21 to own a gun, no matter what kind of gun.
Yeah, but I do think that that creates a false sense of security. I think that's shown in the Florida example and the Maryland example, recent school shootings. The Florida example, the Nick, I can't remember his name. He didn't even go to that school.
Cruz.
He was
He
expelled.
was only 19, though.
He
He
was
wasn't
only 19,
21.
but he didn't go to that school anymore. So he still made the decision to go to that school that he wasn't going to come harm these people. So even if he's 21, he could still make that
It's
decision.
totally true.
And
It's
then
totally true.
example in
But
Maryland.
so the goal isn't to find the exceptions. The goal is to find where we can agree. And there are going to be exceptions to everything, but if you can agree that we could have the same age for all kinds of guns and that you're willing to consider it being 21 and not 18, mm-hmm. then that's helpful.
Yeah. No, certainly. Yeah. That I just want to make it known that I don't think that that's necessarily something that makes us safer. And I think that's the big question we should be asking is how do we make us safer?
So what's your idea?
I think as a society, we're just a violent society in general. And I think that's a large portion of why we have not only more gun deaths, but just more murders and such than other countries. And we should probably deal with the deep societal issues that we have, you know, the way we treat people, the way we interact with each other. And even the way the media represents this conversation, I think plays into people's disrespect in general for someone's well-being or their life.
I totally agree with you. So we are in agreement in that too, Matthew.
Yeah.
So research is something that could help with the overarching picture of violence in the United States and also the specific issue of gun violence. And that was something that you didn't have any problem with. So we could go out and march in the streets together carrying signs that said, research, gun violence.
Yeah, certainly.
Dude.
It's nice speaking with you. Yeah. And you know, it's not someone that a gun owner often says, but yeah, it is nice to have this conversation.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I agree.